I don't know what I expected other than that it was just going to be the moon landing. Like, I didn't know if, like, I wasn't, and I know what happens in the end. It wasn't like a riveting story. I mean, it was cool. I liked the part at the end where the guy was like, "Don't think that this is the end of our trip to the moon." I mean, but if you think about it, since 1969 when they landed on the moon, that was not 70 years ago, by the way. I need to clear that up. That was 57 years ago, which is, I mean, it's almost 70 years ago. I was rounding up. But since then, we haven't really done much with the moon. I mean, like, we just kind of landed on it and then just kind of to say we could. Which, I mean, I kind of respect it. And he talked about that in the beginning of that recording. He was like, why go out of the moon? And it's like, why climb Everest? But at the same time, it is like, why climb Everest? You know? Like, just to do it? Just to kind of show that we can? Which I think he said that was kind of the point. But with that being said, that's kind of a bad justification for it. But overall, pretty cool stuff. I'm glad that those guys were able to step on the moon. That's kind of fun. And put the flag there or whatever. Because it's the flag, man. It's like, it's the flag. It's important to the country. I have three songs I'm going to play a song that I think is most apt following that. A song by the Turtles off of a 7-inch record I got today. Called Chicken Little Was Right, which is kind of related because Chicken Little thought that like sky was falling, and the moon is in the sky, so that's kind of my logic there. But at the same time, how did they make this song? The movie hadn't come out yet. Like, you get it? With that being is Chicken Little, that's like a story before it was made into a movie? I mean, it had to have been something before it was made into the movie. It had to be a story. But there's no way the story was as good as that movie. Because that is, like, one of the kind of quintessential movies from my childhood. I think everybody that was born around the same time as me has a very clear image in their head of Chicken Little in that, like, striped shirt. And his friend with the beak. Did she have a beak? Was she a bird? Or did she like just have like, I honestly can't remember the movie that well. All I remember is that the sky starts falling and then they get like chased by aliens. And as a kid, that used to scare me. But anyways, we're going to listen to Chicken Little Was Right. I hope this song is some good. We are about to find out. I hope you guys enjoy.
Miles high. We're so safe, so secure. Heaven knows we're absolutely.
just heard Chicken Little Was Right by the Turtles. That song was solid. I really liked it. It brought me back a lot of good memories of watching Chicken Little as a kid. One of my favorite movies. One of my favorite movies. And I have to say, towards the end of the song, I received a call from a lovely lady named Nina, who shared her story about how she was 5 and a half when the moon landing happened, and how it was a really, really cool time. There was a lot of, I don't know. She said that it was just a very cool atmosphere around, and that was really sweet to hear. So thank you, Nina, for calling in. That was very sweet. And I really did enjoy listening to the moon landing. It was fun. And thank you, everybody who stuck through and listened to it. I hope that maybe you learned a little something about it. But with that being said, you just heard Chicken Little Was Right by the Turtles. That was awesome. Okay, we are going to move on. I have another song for you. Surprise, surprise. This is another one that I haven't heard before. And I picked it because it reminds me of my friend Jonathan. So I hope you guys all enjoy. And I hope that we all have a good time listening to it. This song is called Chitlins Con Carne by Stevie Wonder. Oh, not Stevie Wonder. Sorry. Sorry, I just laughed. Well, I mean, I normally laugh, but I just did like a weird laugh. By Stevie Ray Vaughan in Double Trouble. Different dude named Stevie. But I hope you guys enjoy. And I'm excited to hear this one with you. Hold on, I'm getting it set up. All right, I hope you guys enjoy. Thank you. Thank you. You just heard Chitlins Con Carne by Stevie Ray Vaughan. That was great. I mean, Stevie Ray Vaughan, as everybody knows, was really that dude on guitar. Very, very good at that thing. And he showed it off there. I liked how it was a little laid back, but very good vibes. Very good vibes. Enjoyable stuff. We are going to move on a little bit. We're going to move forward and listen to another song, as per usual. But I picked two songs here that go together, because they're both of the same genre. Neither of which I've heard before. The first one we're going to listen to, I'm unsure about how good it's going to be. I have to be honest, I'm unsure. But the reason that I picked up this record today was because of the side of the record that I cannot play on air, which is The Safety Dance by Men Without Hats. That song it's The Safety Dance. Everybody knows The Safety Dance. That song is, like, it's very iconic, and just kind of a random famous song. The B-side to that is Living in China by Men Without Hats. And so we're going to listen to that and see how that is. After that, we're going to listen to another song that is of the same kind of like disco-esque genre. That is Stray Cat Strut by Stray Cats. This is another one that I hadn't heard of, but I picked this up because it kind of felt like Destiny. Let me elaborate on that. So I woke up this morning at when did I wake up? Like 7 probably. I have an 8:30 class. So I was up at like 7 to get ready to go to my class. And I look out my window, and my window faces the backyard of my house. And our backyard is very exposed. It's not like fenced in. It backs to like a forest type of thing. Like a nature preserve. There's like a running path behind us too, quite a bit. But there's often animals around in the neighborhood. And I woke up and I look outside this morning, and there's a cat sitting down right in front of my garage. And the garage isn't connected to a driveway, by the way. The garage is just like straight up in the backyard. And there's a cat sitting out in front of it on the grass, like looking around. And I wanted to keep it. I got out of bed in kind of a hurry because I wanted to go outside and say hi to this cat. But as I was watching it, I saw it get up and bolt away pretty quickly, and I wasn't able to catch him and keep the cat. But I did see a stray cat this morning, and then I was at the record store and I saw Stray Cat Strut, and I was like, wait a minute, that's like me. That's me. That's literally me. So I decided to pick it up, and so we're going to listen to that, and I hope that is good. I wish I could play The Safety Dance for you guys, but unfortunately I cannot. I'm sure that you have all heard it. So as homework, you can listen to that and then come back to me next week with your notes, and I will grade them, and it will be on the exam. Okay, here we are, Men Without Hats, from Montreal, Canada. just nearby to me here in Vermont, living in China. Oh, wait. Hold on, guys. I'm struggling to get the record on the thing that, like, holds it because it's a 7-inch single. So give me 1 second. Okay, I got it. Living in China by Men Without Hats. I hope you guys enjoy. Guys, red alert. I accidentally played the safety dance. Okay, hold on. Oh, man. I apologize. I don't know what happened. I was too focused on getting the record on the thing that I didn't realize that I put the safety dance face up. Okay, now we are going to listen to Living in China by Men Without Hats. I hope you guys enjoy. You just heard Living in China by Men Without Hats. That song was bad. That was bad. That, I mean, it was just not very good. While it was playing, I looked up the lyrics, and it's kind of about the Cultural Revolution. And that is, I mean, it's something that should be written about But that song is not the move, dude. That song was not good. Somebody just chatted in that they liked it, and they sent, like, the little emoji with the, where their eyes are kind of looking to the side. You know what I'm talking about? And they look kind of upset. So I apologize to whoever that is. It was one of the songs of all time. It was definitely one of the songs, ever made. We're gonna listen to Stray Cat Strut, which I'm anticipating to be very good. So I kind of have high hopes for it, which means that I am more prone to being let down by it. But we will see. I'm switching out the records. Sorry, there's no good time to do this, because the way that I operate is I use one record player so that I have space to put, like, the keyboard and stuff. Those of you who work at WREV know what I'm talking about. But I kind of have to swap out the records each time, and so that can prove a little tricky to do while on air, but I am managing. Here is Stray Cat Strut by the Stray Cats. I hope you guys enjoy. You are currently tuned into 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. You just heard Stray Cat Strut by Stray Cats. That was awesome. I really enjoyed that song. I feel like it was everything I wanted it to be and more. It was about stray cats. It was about chasing mice. That's really some beautiful stuff. And it definitely reminded me of that cat that I saw this morning. And I hope that cat is doing well, doing the stray cat strut, type of business. Very exciting stuff. In the future, in the coming weeks, I mean, I will be more prepared on this, I'm referring to the fact that I should be reporting the news at 5 p.m. I have one piece of news that I know because I was talking about it with one of my roommates right before I came here. And that is that Mr. Beast is partnering with Jack Lynx to release his own line of meat sticks. I was talking about this with my friend because it was my roommate and friend Jonathan who I mentioned earlier. Because I was eating a meat stick. I was eating one of those Vermont brand ones, which those are great, by the way. I highly recommend the ones that it says, I'm trying to differentiate it because there's another brand of meat sticks that is like Vermont something or other, like Vermont Country Meats or whatever. It's not that one. It's the one that just says like Vermont. I got the spicy turkey one. Highly recommend. If any of you out there are like meat stick heads, such as myself, I always enjoy a good meat stick, and that one was quite delightful. Okay, I've got a good one. I've got a good one incoming. This is one that I saw at the store, and I picked it up because it's something that I don't play very often on this show, and that is music that's come out within the last like 20 years. And this one came out very recently. And actually, I was unable to find this specific song on streaming services. This artist I have played on my show. It was a while ago. It was probably within like my second semester of ever having a radio show. I played a song by this artist Waxahachie, who is fairly popular and very good. And so I picked this up at the store for a few reasons. One of it was that it's Waxahachie, which is a musician that I know I like. And the record is, it's a single of like a live recording taken at Third Man Records, which is Jack White's record label. And Jack White is a great artist, somebody that, is a good musician. He's a good musician and a cool dude. And I follow his stuff. And even though I don't listen to as much Jack White as I used to, you know, it's Jack White. Like one of the greats in like indie rock music, I would say. And so I'm really excited to hear this. The song we're about to hear is called Greenville. And I apologize, I have no idea where you can hear this song. You might be able to find it on, like, YouTube or something. I couldn't find a recording of this song live or not live on streaming services. So maybe it's a cover, but we will find out. Here we go. This is Greenville by Waxahachie. I hope you enjoy.
Greenville, just going back to Greenville. Greenville. You scream and shout and you make a scene. When you open your mouth, you never say what you mean. Say what you mean. Oh, say what you mean. Go back to Greenville. Just go back to Greenville. You drink hard liquor. You come on strong. You lose your temper. Someone looks at you wrong. Looks at you wrong. Oh, looks at you wrong. Go back to Greenville. Just go back to Greenville. Out all night, playing in a band, looking for a fight, with a guitar in your hand, a guitar in your hand. Oh, a guitar in your hand. Go back to Greenville. Just go back to Greenville. Empty bottles, broken glass, busted down doors, and borrowed cash, oh, borrowed cash. Go back to Greenville, just go back to Greenville. Looking for someone to save you. Looking for someone to rave about you. To rave about you. Oh, to rave about you. Go back to Greenville. Just go back to Greenville.
You just heard Greenville by Waxahachie live at Third Man Records. That was great. I mean, Waxahachie's great, and that was a particularly great recording. Recording of it. So I enjoyed that. So thank you all for listening. I am going to play a couple more songs for you guys before wrapping up. This next one, I honestly don't know too much about. I picked it up at the store kind of on a whim because, well, okay, here we go. Full disclosure, it's just a 7-inch single. It's a white, it has a white label that just says Bright Eyes on it. And Bright Eyes is, an indie band that is pretty famous. And, I have some friends who enjoy their music. I have a girlfriend who enjoys their music. And, so I decided, why not see what's up with it? And apparently it's a promo single of their song called When the President Talks to God, which is a protest song. I said that I didn't know anything about it, and I'm going on I know a lot of stuff about it, apparently. It's a protest to... it's a political message directed towards George W. Bush and his policies. I don't know too much about it. I haven't heard it. So we're gonna see how it is. I don't know if this is, I'm assuming it's 45 speed, but I couldn't prove it to you. Okay, it is 45 RPM, promo, white label. When the President Talks to God by Bright Eyes. I hope you guys enjoy. When the President Talks to God, single, bang. Sorry, I'm putting it in a thing. Hold on, everybody. Okay. We're here. I haven't heard the song. I don't know how it's going to be. I think it's going to be some good, though, because Bright Eyes is some good. I hope you guys enjoy. Here we go.
When the President talks to God, are the conversations brief or long? Does he ask to rape our women's rights and send poor farm kids off to die? Does God suggest an oil hike when the President talks to God? When the President talks to God, are the consonants all hard or soft? Is he resolute all down the line? Is every issue black or white? Does what God say ever change his mind when the President talks to God? When the President talks to God, does he fake that drawl or merely nod? Agree which convicts should be killed, where prisons should be built and filled, which voter fraud must be concealed when the President talks to God? When the President talks to God, I wonder which one plays the better cop. We should find some jobs, the ghetto's broke. No, they're lazy, George, I say we don't. Just give them more liquor stores and dirty coke. That's what God recommends. When the President talks to God, do they drink near beer and go play golf? While they pick which countries to invade, which Muslim souls still can be saved? I guess God just calls a spade when the President talks to God. When the President talks to God, does he ever think that maybe he's not? That voice is just inside his head when he kneels next to the presidential bed? Does he ever smell his own bullshit when the President talks to God? I doubt it. I doubt it.
You just heard When the President Talks to God by Bright Eyes. That was definitely a protest song. It was definitely a political song. And it was pretty good. It was pretty good. I don't know if it's like a song that I would like listen to in my car while I'm driving. Or, I don't know. I was trying to find a context in which you wouldn't listen to that song. And I mean, there are some. But, whatever. That song is pretty good. It is a pretty cool single. Definitely enjoyed. Okay. I'm going to play one more song for you guys before heading out. This one is dedicated to my dad. This is a song that I don't know. I've always liked. It's just kind of like a, it's a fun song to listen to, and it's a catchy song. It's not anything too crazy, and it's not at all like this band's other music. But still, it's a classic. It is definitely a classic. So I hope you guys enjoy. We are listening to the B-side to Van Halen's Oh Pretty Women. This is Happy Trails by Van Halen. I hope you guys enjoy. I'll talk to you right after and we'll wrap up the show.
Bombadida, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.
That was awesome. You just heard Happy Trails by Van Halen. Thank you all so much for tuning in to this first time of the semester edition of a Wild Goose Chase with DJ Sweet Tea. I will be back again at the same time next Wednesday between 4 and 6 p.m. to do similar business of playing you guys a bunch of fun singles. And there will be some different stuff that time. Don't expect to listen to The Moon Landing in its entirety again. Maybe we'll listen to the part where it goes one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind again. But I don't know if I'll go back into the weeds of listening to the entire educational program again. But maybe you'll hear some of the same stuff if there's anything that I particularly like that last Van Halen song. That may come up again. But thank you all for tuning in. You have been listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington, your better alternative and the radio voice of the University of Vermont. I hope everybody has a great week, has a lovely weekend, which is inbound. We've officially made it past the hump day. And yeah. Have a great time. I will talk to you guys next week. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
Cause I can sing the love, so I suppress a call. you could only be tuned to WRUV-FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV-FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.